Duval Ford, Jacksonville's first and only family-owned Ford dealership, presents the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL. Here are your hosts, Richard Too Tall Tackett, Bruce the Wizard Arms, Eric Parts is Parts Rakers, Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly, and Magic Mike Murdoch.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Happy Saturday, everybody. We're glad to have you with us. I'm Bruce the Wizard Arms. We're broadcasting live from the big number one Duval Ford Platinum Studio and the 1010XL Sports Complex, brought to you today by General Truck. Joined in the studio by Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly.
Oh, yes, everybody. Happy good morning, Saturday. Sorry I missed you last week.
Bob was at a tractor show with no service, or we would have called in and given us all the big wheel pertinent information. But we're glad to have you back, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob is, by the way, Duval Ford's commercial department. Not the commercial department, but he's a big part of the commercial department and is, without question, the world's quintessential authority on medium-duty trucks. So if you have a need there, give Bob a call. And not just Ford, he knows all of them. All the medium-duty trucks in the world, including the Transformers. Mike Murdoch will be joining us at the bottom of the hour with all the great things happening at big number one Duval Ford. We are also joined in the studio today by a special guest and friend, Christian Jorn, president, co-founder of...
Oh, no! Sesame Street!
Christian Jorn, also known as Big Bird in his world, is, again, president, co-founder of Remora, Inc.
I was going to say, just... Bruce, if I put you on my shoulders, we might be eye-to-eye. You might be eye-to-eye with him.
It's true. Remora, Inc., just so you know, happens to be America's best, fastest-growing automotive website provider. Welcome, Christian. It's been a long time. We were talking
Thank
in the
you.
Green room. It's been almost 2 years since you were on the show.
Yeah, time flies.
Shared a mic with Terry Gibson from Engaged to Sell.
Yeah, that was a blast. I'll never forget it. I was shocked how many people heard me on the radio. I couldn't believe it.
Let's hope it's even more today.
Yeah.
It was a fun show. I see Terry all the time. And since then, Christian has moved to Denver, Colorado, to open up the West Coast with his company. And they have grown considerably, probably about 25-30% since you moved.
At least. Yeah, it's been a great move for us.
So you have 180 dealers nationally
we're
now?
We're serving about 180 franchise dealers across the country. Yeah.
Let me just give you a little testimonial here. He takes care of the website for Duval Ford, Duval Honda. His folks are fantastic to work with. The way the websites are built are so intuitive that our lead count went up 32% within 3 weeks. We passed our closest competition in the market within a month in leads, and it's just steadily grown from there. It's just something that we count on. And you guys just keep making it better. We're going to talk in a minute about your new 3.0 product.
Yeah, well, we don't need to talk about that. We are the highest cost provider in this space, and the fact that Duval puts in the effort and puts in the money to serve their customers and their prospects in a proper way is just awesome. I mean so that really has, I'm sure, been a help to you guys, but it's not so much that is that you guys reach over the fence. You guys reach across, and you really make sure that experience is going to be the proper experience for the user even before they've engaged with you. Duval, man, what a wonderful organization, so involved with the community, just salt of the earth. It's really salt of the earth people at Duval Ford. I can't say enough nice things about working with you guys, but of course we just only see the back end. We know, because we live here and operate here, what pillars of the community and how honest and forthcoming you guys are. All
yay us!
Oh yeah,
yeah. So shameless promotion over.
We appreciate that. All right, the Mutual Admiration Society continues.
Blushing.
Today is a super special show. It's more special than you know. And I tell you the truth, I didn't even think about it till I was up at 6 o'clock this morning putting my notes together, and I realized that it's no longer February; it's March. And 3 years ago this week, the first Saturday in March of 2015, we entered the old 1010XL studio across the street at 9090 Hogan Road. It was me, Richard Too Tall Tackett, Brian Super Duty Margetts, and Richard Hare Jordan. And we were there to dip our toes in the alien waters of live broadcasting. Only two of us had nicknames that day, Richard and Brian, the latter of which had at the last minute changed his from Airbag to Super Duty. Almost got that one on the air. That was that would have been fun. So anyhow, such humble beginnings we had, and we're still replete with humility today. And just so you'll know, the water wasn't even cold. So happy anniversary to each and every one of us.
Awesome.
All you guys out there listening, some of them aren't even with the company anymore, but we love you all for being a part of who we are today. We will have Magic Mike Murdoch at the bottom of the hour to talk about all the great things that are happening.
Is Magic Mike the poker player?
No, Super Duty.
Super Duty.
Airbag.
Super Duty.
Airbag Margetts was the is the poker player.
Yeah. Nice.
And he is still with the company. He's in the commercial department.
Yep.
Is he still knocking the pros?
Yeah.
I haven't heard much about it lately.
He took a sabbatical.
So, yeah.
Unfortunately, he lost his son back at the end of last year, and then took a 2-month sabbatical, and he and Phyllis did some traveling and
took care of family stuff.
Yeah. So he's now back with us. In the booth today, Matt the Mayor LeVay. We call him that because he looks like a youthful composite of several of Jacksonville's recent mayors.
Morning, gentlemen. Still getting ready here for my campaign shortly, if y'all would support me in the upcoming years.
Sir, I've already inked in as your campaign manager. So.
Of course. Bob, are you thinking about getting on the ticket with me or no?
Oh, I'm there.
Okay.
You know I'm there.
Good stuff.
This is getting scary. And just in case you missed it last week, i.e. maybe they weren't listening, a special shout out to my friends at the AT&T store in Riverside. Great help with my new iPhone X's. Sarah, Kayla, Haley, and Eric. Thank you. I think if I do this enough, maybe I'll get some free stuff. You know,
here's a hat.
I still can't find the home button. Just kidding. Visit our website, DuvalFord.com. Please like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DuvalFord. If you have a question, want to be on the show, just want to hear yourself on the radio, give us a call, 641-1010. Again, the number 641-1010, or you can text us on the big number one Duval Ford text line, which is the same number. And I got those texts right here in front of me. No, I don't. I'll figure it out in a minute. I've got a internet expert in the house. If I can't figure it out, he can. The annual Jacksonville Walk to Defeat ALS is now only 5 weeks away, and as we talk about every week, ALS is not a weekend event. Research for this dread disease is one of the most underfunded in the world. We need your help to defeat it. So help if you can. Donate, volunteer, pledge for next year's walk. Here's how you do that. The ALS website is web.alsa.org/Jacksonville. Their Facebook page is facebook.com/ALS Florida. Register for the walk. Again, it's only 5 weeks away at either address, or make a donation if you can. It's 4 weeks from today on March 31st. We'll have our ALS new regional development manager, Lisa Bocock, and her associate, Deanna Dees, on the show, along with some very, very special ALS guests. So tune in for that. Today's Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by General Truck, your source for truck bodies, trailers, and truck equipment. Take it away, Big Wheel.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. Folks, you've heard me talk about General Truck for a while. These guys are truly the best in their field. They're nationally recognized dealers for Knapheide, Lifmore, Auto Crane. And when I say Knapheide, this is a local family-owned business with their family members built into all the departments. So everyone is absolutely invested in this company, and they hire the people they want to work with. So for all your customer service, all your products, and reliability, this is a family-owned business. All your trucking upfits, tractor collision needs, give Jim Porter a call at General Truck Equipment. That's 904-389-5541. Or visit them on the web at generaltruckequipment.com and tell them Big Wheel sent you.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you, General Truck. Again, that's generaltruckequipment.com. Mayor, any thoughts for the day? March Madness, you watch any of the NFL Combine this week?
You know, I didn't get to watch too much Combine this week. I do want to give a little shout-out to my Florida Gators basketball team. They've won their last two games against Auburn and Alabama, and they got a huge matchup today against the Kentucky Wildcats here at noon. So big game day for the Gators.
Chomp, chomp.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you'll know, Matt graduates.
Yes, May 30 6th.
May 6th.
Yep.
Man, that's coming up really, really fast.
You're telling me. Oof. Coming up.
All right, Mayor, we're going to go to break early so we can have some more time with Christian when we come back. You are listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5. We got some great stuff today, so stay tuned.
Be part of one of the most iconic competitions in Northeast Florida. The First Coast Spelling Bee is March 9th, 7 p.m. at Florida Theater. Tickets are free. Go to jacksports.com. That's jacksports.com.
You don't have to drive to the sticks to get small town pricing on a new Ford. The stark reality is that at Big Number One Duval Ford, huge inventory, hundreds of cars and trucks, and lots of competition guarantee you always get the best possible price. We didn't live to be over 100 doing anything less than the best price, the best selection, and the best service every day. Every day. Big town dealers, small town prices. Kapowie, Big Number One Duval Ford. Come on in. Something good's gonna happen.
Baloo here for Remedy Staffing. If you're looking for a job full of part-time, it's as easy as going to RemedyStaffJax.com. Remember, business owners, if you need to hire, lean on Jacksonville's most trusted. Allow them to do all the work for you. Just go to RemedyStaffJax.com.
Was your home one of the thousands that didn't sell in 2017? I'm Cece Underwood. We specialize in selling homes that didn't sell the first time. Sometimes it takes new ideas and a new approach, and that's what we do. And that's why people who couldn't sell their home choose the Selling with Cece team. If you got stuck with a weak agent, it's time to make a change. Call the Selling with Cece team, 302-4800. That's 302-4800, or visit sellingwithcece.com.
Keller Williams, Jacksonville Realty.
Brian and Angela Wall here with Window World. By now, everyone has heard about saving money on their energy bills. There are all sorts of things you can do to cut energy costs, but most people don't think about their windows.
But Window World knows that the biggest energy loss in almost every home is the windows. There is more energy loss from old builder-grade windows than just about anything else in your home.
You can upgrade your heating and air, your appliances. That's good, too. But before you do all that, upgrade your windows to Window World's energy-efficient windows.
Window World's windows are easy to clean, energy-efficient, and have the best guarantee in the business.
Window World's slogan is simply the best for less, and we mean it. You get great American-made windows, and you get to keep more of your money when you buy from Window World. Need any more reasons to buy your windows from Window World? Call them today and set up your free in-home estimate, or go online to windowworldneflorida.com.
Window World, simply the best for less.
Thank you for your business.
Jacksonville is listening. 92.5 FM.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. Don't live in fear. Call J. David Tax Law now for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
This is Kevin Kaplan, the head team physician for your Jacksonville Jaguars. Baptist Health and Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute are the team behind your team, serving as the official sports medicine provider for the Jacksonville Jaguars. JOI offers a complete range of orthopedic care and rehabilitation services to keep the Jaguars on the field and in the game. So treat yourself like the pros and visit joi.net or call JOI 2000 for more information.
Download your $3 coupon and USA Park will drop you at the gate so you're not late for that flight out of JIA. Jacksonville's airport parking solution. USAPark.net. The best and easiest way to park. USAPark.net.
Baloo here for the Blue Crab Crab House, folks. Spring is here. Nice weather. You know what that means. Fully covered deck with live music on Sundays at the Blue Crab Crab House. How about Tuesday? Dollar margaritas for reservations, 264 Crab. Always the freshest crab cakes, seafood platters, crab legs, oysters steamed or on the half shell. I'm talking about the Blue Crab Crab House, located on Julington Creek Road in San Jose.
Bringing you to the great outdoors.
I just remember being in this 30-foot tree blind.
Jeff Lagerman, Captain Kevin Favor, and Captain Kirk Waltz with the Nimnicht Outdoor Show. Saturday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1010 XL.
Welcome back, everybody. Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Today's show is brought to you by General Truck. This portion of the show is brought to you by Safari Truck of Jacksonville. Safari specializes in the application of Line-X protective coating for truck bed liners. They take great pride in their personal customer service and wide range of spray jobs. Their standard Line-X spray-on bed liners are lab-tested, lifetime guaranteed to protect your truck bed from anything you can think to put it through. Let me tell you how it works. Line-X permanently bonds to your truck bed with a factory-like finish that follows every angle and curve to preserve precious cargo space while creating a watertight seal. So there are no air gaps or drill holes to give water a place to hide and, of course, rust a chance to take hold. So protect your investment with the toughest bed liner on the planet. Call Safari today and request a quote. Check them out on the web at safarichuckofjacksonville.com. And as we say every week, don't hesitate to ask our friend Eric for any off-the-wall spray job.
Or on the wall.
Or on the wall. All right. We are back. If you listen to a sports station, you should already know. Should you? This is a question. If you listen to a sports station, should you already know what a franchise tag is before you engage yourself mentally in a Jaguar talk session? If you listen to a show about politics, should you already know what a filibuster is? Or is it incumbent upon the show host to make sure you know what you are talking about, if only to enhance their ability to understand and your ability to communicate and entertain? Did that make sense?
Huh?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I was listening to a show the other day, and they were talking about franchise tags. And if you didn't know what a franchise tag is, you didn't know what the whole show was about. So you probably left and went to country music.
Yeah. Right.
So
a little footnote early.
Okay. So
there you go.
So even though it's philosophical, here on the Heavy Metal Hour, we try to stay ahead of that. And we're going to depend on Bob O'Reilly today to keep Christian Jorn and the Wizard in line on these tactical discussions.
Crack my whip. Oh, I don't have that button. Sorry.
All right. So anyhow, Christian Jorn flew in from Denver to be with us today, and we're just I got a big grin on my face. It's just delightful to have him here. But if you hear any trepidation in his voice, it's because his daughter just got a learner's permit out in Colorado, and he's a little nervous. So we were doing our show prep this morning in the green room. That's all we talked about, just learner's permits. And, of course, we shared a bunch of stories about that. But.
that's so difficult, man. I can't stand it. My little baby girl sitting in the driver's seat.
So let me ask you, did your wife have a hand in that?
My wife is a saint, and I am on the radio, so I guess I need a quick shout-out to the Jorn fam and Remora crew. I know you guys are listening, and you're all loved.
Is it really her being in the driver's seat or you being in the passenger
seat? It's
really
just my own neurosis, man. She's great. She's amazing. She's driving great. I'm nervous. I get so nervous. I can't stand it. She's still my baby girl.
It's
got
to be the way things are.
She's still my baby girl. I'm looking over there and it's my little girl who, is now behind the wheel of a 7,000-pound death machine. And I'm along for the ride with no control. None.
Well, I think you need.
I know that's never happened.
I think a man in your position needs humbling experiences like that from time to time.
It has been.
Maybe you should take a ride with her at least once or twice a week.
That's about all I can handle right now. So that's about what we're on. She's driving with her mom a lot. We're about once a week right now. But I'm working my way up to more and more.
All right, we got to take advantage of your expertise while you're here. So let me ask you, when you left Jacksonville, of course, your home base is still Jacksonville, right?
Still headquartered. We're in the Everbank building downtown. Yeah.
And you have a great crew. I was down there last week with Clay Murphy, the GM of Honda. You happened to show up because you missed your plane.
That's right.
And Richard Tackett, the GM at Ford, and we were getting edumacated by Steve.
Did you get some foosball in while you're
we
there?
We did not. That's the first time we've been down there that we didn't play
Blasphemy.
Foosball. And that was the hook. That was the hook to get Clay Murphy down there. So we blamed it on his tardiness. He was a little late getting there, so we didn't have time. But also gave us an excuse to make another appointment. But what's new since you left Jacksonville to open your operation in Denver?
Wow.
What's changing in the world of automotive websites?
Okay.
It probably affects everything. It's just like Google algorithms changing.
Well, you got me salivating with that softball. What has changed for Remora is that Remora has come out of a deep, deep development cycle where two and a half years ago, we made a conscious decision to stop advertising and to stop growing and instead build software that would corner the market. And now that's happening. So October 1st was our first version 3 website. This was a complete rebuild from scratch. We built some new business management software for the dealers, some inventory software, and front-end accounts for users so that prospects online can request price drop alerts at Duval Ford and DuvalHonda.com. So that if you see a vehicle that you like and it's close, you know, those guys might reach down and try to get you to come in. So using that price drop alert feature goes a long way. But the feature set is enhanced. The code is even more lightweight and faster to load than ever. It's also secure. It's HTTP2, which is ever more important. Google and all of the entities that are the, you know, movers and shakers in the ocean are very concerned and putting a high importance on security. So being secure is important.
But even more so in speed. Am I not correct? Isn't your relevance going to start to be affected by fast
We're fortunate to benefit from a situation where the manufacturers, and this is really not unique to Ford, but the manufacturers are forcing the dealers to use their program providers. And those sites are so amateur and such poo-poo garbo that it makes it a simple matter for us to win. So much so that as far as visibility in search, findability of the inventory, you know, we're not even competing with the other dealers at this point. We're only competing with your Auto Trader and True Car and Car Gurus of the world. And so from a technical standpoint, pushing those guys back has been dramatic, to say the least. For so many years, the classifieds have just been picking the dealer's pocket online. And the manufacturers seem to be complicit in the least at this. But however, they've given up. Most dealers have given up. I think it's impossible to compete with Auto Trader, True Car, and Car Gurus. And so when you put your inventory first, when people are actively searching for vehicles, this has made a dramatic impact, of course, for all of our customers and clients. And you know, we treat everybody like family. It's important to us that everybody's deriving value and benefit.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say it's going to be my customer. Let's just say your average guy on the street, and he's looking for a vehicle, and I know I've got some things out there. Yeah. When a guy just wants to look for, say, a truck, a particular kind of truck, how is it really of benefit to him? What's the end result to him? Is it
well? The thing is, as far as how people behave online and how people make purchasing decisions online is known. Google has spent millions and millions of dollars researching these.
Yeah, so it's a metric.
And so we all think we're creative. We all think we're gonna get the. You know, I'll get the invoice. I'll take the invoice right in there. And, you know, the dealer sells cars all day, every day. You buy one every 3 or 5 years, 7 years, right? The buying behavior is known. So what we're doing really is accommodating the known buying behavior in the best possible way, so that we're merchandising the inventory in a transparent way that has photos of all the vehicles and all of the dents and scratches and every little thing. Full transparency is part of it. You know, Duval does a great job of that. But pushing the classifieds out of the space is almost just like another business management software that just sits there and makes you money.
Well, the same thing is true of the manufacturer. The manufacturer gets in the way also. And I don't think that gets addressed a lot of times.
Right. It's assumed
we kind of figured it out to a certain degree at Duval Ford, but it's always there. It's like there are certain requirements with almost every manufacturer that you have certain, maybe even you have to have a website that's sanctioned by them.
Yeah, and you know, actually most industries are like this, so it's not unique. But in the car business, you have a manufacturer who makes the cars. You know, their interests are not aligned with the dealers because their competitors are other manufacturers.
Right.
So they're trying to conquest, Ford is trying to conquest Toyota. Toyota is trying to conquest Ford. But then within their organizations, they actually don't want any differentiation amongst the dealerships. Some of these OEMs have strict ad covenants that make it clear to that you cannot advertise at all into another dealer's protected market area. And so, you know, different manufacturers have different ways of handling that. But the way it is they're more interested in the protection of the brand. They want the make sure that every Ford dealer has a website, even this little tiny one that doesn't think they need one. They're putting a floor is all they're doing is they're putting a floor. But you know, obviously that's not going to be for a dealer who really wants to reach out to the community and be a differentiator and do something a little different and give back a little. They don't really support that. They only support the program.
Well, they've also used dealer networks across the manufacturers to pull up their impression share, meaning the manufacturer's impression share or how many times they get seen. Let's say the manufacturer's impression share is low. They can actually require the dealer networks to be at a certain percentage of impression share, which pulls them up.
Yeah. They use all the tools they can. But basically what it comes down to is that, you know, it's assumed that, that Toyota is a partner with the Toyota dealership, that Ford is a partner with the Ford dealership. And just like every other industry, they're not. The Ford dealer is the customer of that manufacturer and fights tooth and nail for every penny and works so hard for nothing, for so little. It is such hard work to properly serve the transportation needs of Jacksonville. You know, you got a lot of things going on there. And you need somebody to buy your car. You need help with financing. You know, there's service. There's so much that goes into just transporting people around Jacksonville. And that is a need for every single person here. How that need's filled is wildly different from place to place. There, you know, Florida's the king of the buy here, pay here, where they're just renting cars, you know. But you know, most of those guys could step into a payment, a small payment, and be owning a car.
One of the things that we've been most impressed about with Remora, and you've managed even through your newest release of software, to keep your product lightweight. First off, all the inventory is searchable, so basically, competing with the third parties is so much easier to do. But keeping it lightweight, you've got an entire generation. I think they call them millennials.
Yeah.
I've talked to one or two in my day.
Excuse me, because I don't know what it is. What do you mean by lightweight?
Lightweight meaning it fast loading.
So
in other words,
that's a good. Let's unpack that just a bit. Google did a conference, or they didn't. It wasn't their conference. It was WordPress's conference. It's called WordCamp. They went to WordCamp in December for the first time ever and presented. And when they presented, they were not positive on WordPress. And one of the biggest takeaways was that just carrying along WordPress cost a second and a half on average. That over the whole web. You've got an average load speed. It's a plus 1.5 seconds if you use WordPress. That's because you're carrying along a whole CMS.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You see that?
The time from when you enter your information and hit enter to when you actually have something on your screen. That's your
right.
Load.
Right. So now WordPress is wonderful for Susie Soccer Mom to put the swim schedule on because it's cheap, literally free.
Yeah.
Easy to use. 40% of the web is on WordPress for that reason.
Yeah.
And for that reason, WordPress is not a differentiator and is not enterprise. And Google has a vested interest in trying to fix that because WordPress has grown to be 40% of the web. See, Google's interest interest in the web running faster and better for people is not altruistic. 99% of their revenue comes from their AdWords business. So everything is always about that. They are not going to increase market share at this point. They're not going to like increase their AdWords revenue and make all their stockholders happy by pushing into Bing and Yahoo's market. Right. So, but what they have realized is that the more time people spend on the web generally, the more they also click on ads. And so, because they're spending a lot of time generally, so the worse websites are, the less time people spend on the web, and the better websites are, the more time people spend on the web. So Google has an interest in helping developers reaching over the fence and making it faster. You know, we've made a business out of simply listening to them.
You are listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back and have more of Christian Jorn and internet speed when we come back. Stay tuned.
I'm Greg Coleman, former Reigns High Viking and Minnesota Viking.
This is Bill Polian of ESPN
on 1010 XL
92.5 FM.
Let's imagine what it's like at an old-fashioned jewelry store here in Jacksonville.
All right, then. I'm very sorry to hear this. Another one. I can't believe it.
Boss, what was that all about?
Ah, that was Mr. Sims, one of our best customers for years. Turns out he bought his wife's anniversary gift at Global Diamonds.
We've seen a lot of that lately.
Sims said he was able to upgrade his wife's diamond for a lot less than what we could offer. And Global had the diamond he wanted in stock, a 3-carat. We don't even have a 2-carat stone in the whole store.
I know, it's so frustrating. We're losing our long-term customers the minute they walk into Global Diamonds.
Tell me about it. Even my accountant told me he bought his wife's diamond earrings there.
Wait, I thought your brother was your accountant.
He is.
Global Diamonds, forever changing how people here buy diamonds. More selection, higher quality, lower prices. Discover Jacksonville's direct diamond importer, Global Diamonds, at the markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
You don't have to drive to the sticks to get small town pricing on a new Ford. The stark reality is that at Big Number One Duval Ford, huge inventory, hundreds of cars and trucks, and lots of competition guarantee you always get the best possible price. We didn't live to be over 100 doing anything less than the best price, the best selection, and the best service. Every day. Every day. Big town dealers, small town prices. Kapowie, Big Number One Duval Ford. Come on in. Something good's gonna happen.
Casa Maria Authentic Mexican Restaurant is your go-to when looking for handmade from scratch authentic Mexican cuisine. Open 7 days a week serving lunch and dinner. They have the best margaritas in town. Weekly specials like Taco Tuesday, where tacos are $2.50 all day, plus drink specials. Wednesdays get $5 top shelf 1862 margaritas. Casa Maria at the corner of Phillips Highway and Old St. Augustine Road. Check out CasaMariaJax.com or Facebook for menu and hours.
I'm Holt Harrell. PIP stands for Personal Injury Protection Benefits. You hear it sometimes called no-fault benefits. When you've been involved in an accident, you have 14 days to seek medical treatment. And you have up to $10,000 of medical coverage on your insurance policy. That's the PIP benefits. If you don't get medical treatment within the 14 days after the accident, you lose all those benefits that you have. Call us or visit our website, Harrell & Harrell. Don't settle for less than you deserve. Offices, Jacksonville.
For over 40 years, Tobacco Cove has been Jacksonville's best location to experience premium pipes, tobacco, and cigars. And 2018 is no exception. See top brands, limited editions, and of course, all your old standbys. Our staff has over 50 years of combined experience in the tobacco business, providing a unique understanding of what will be the best choice for you. Tobacco Cove and Tobacco Cove West, looking forward to serving you all of your pipe and cigar needs. We're more than a tobacco store, we're an experience. Bay Meadows Road and Roosevelt Boulevard.
When you want to hear the Jaguars, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
On March 10th, Monster Energy Supercross will be unleashed at Daytona, where the course is unmatched, the riders are unstoppable, and the fan access is unbelievable. See the only Monster Energy Supercross race held at the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona Monster Energy AMA Supercross, an FIM World Championship. It's unlike any other. Get your tickets and trackside access today. Call 1-800-PITCH-SHOP or visit DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Plumbing problems can be so frustrating. Little annoyances like leaky faucets and toilet repairs to major problems like floor leaks or stopped up sewer lines. Hi, I'm Ellen Darley at Darley's Plumbing, where we do it all. Our reputation means expert service and repairs done right the first time. So for any plumbing issues, even a bathroom remodel, call Darley's Plumbing, where quality counts. Visit us online at darleysplumbing.com.
Playmakers, newsmakers, NFL insiders. Join Jaguars today on the McGowan's Heating and Air Conditioning Hot Seat. Hot. Listen to Mike and Tony 10 to noon for the inside stuff. McGowan's, the official heating and air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. Today's show is brought to you by General Truck. This portion of the Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by the Duval Ford Service Department, where when you have the Ford card, you can get $40 off your battery purchase.
Nice.
You can get brakes with lifetime pad warranty. You can get tires that you can come in and buy, and you can shop for 30 days to get a better price. And if you find it, come on back in and we'll take care of you. Duval Ford Service, happy, happy, happy is what you'll be when you come to the Duval Ford Service Department.
Great.
My
place
friend and former heavy, and former, listen to me, I just killed him off. He hadn't been here in a month. Heavy Metal gang member Eric Rakers and his staff will definitely take good care of you. Well, it is the bottom of the hour on Saturday. You're listening to 1010 XL, and that can only mean one thing: Melodious Men.
Yep. All of us.
We invite you to join us, Christian. I think you know the words. With us, Magic?
I'm here, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 it's magic.
Magic.
You know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so.
Best men's chorus south of the Mississippi.
Yes, it is.
What's up, Magico? Tell us about what's going on at Big Number One Duval Ford, 1616 Cassett Avenue, 904-387-6541. DuvalFord.com. It's all yours, Mike.
Stop, Wizardo. Very fluent there. I got chills. Great things happening on Cassett Avenue. March Madness has started early, and great show today. I wanted to kind of tie into that. Kind of speaking of the website and our technology, so Remora has been great, and everybody out there, just kind of recap, because Big Will, you brought up a good point. When you go to Duval4.com, more and more folks now don't have to go, you don't have to go to Auto Trader or Car Gurus or log into cars.com. It's real simple. You've got great visibility on all the inventory. I would say one of the easiest processes is going to Duval4.com and checking availability on any newer pre-owned vehicle. And I think you'll be very impressed with the responsiveness and the pictures. We can send you video, and you can access the window stickers on the vehicle and Carfaxes on the pre-owned. So a great process when you're looking and doing research on your vehicles and getting pre-approved for a vehicle has never been easier. So with the technology now, go to Duval4.com. I heard you guys earlier talking about security, and that's the nice thing. It used to be people would call in over the phone. That no longer is legal. So the quickest, fastest way is go to Duval4.com, totally secure site. You can put in your info and be pre-approved in 10 to 15 minutes. Vehicle special, 0% right now on Fiestas, Focuses, and Fusions. It just came out on the new 2018 Fusion, 0% up to 72 months, payments starting at $199 a month. And if you're looking for a new SUV, the new Ford Edge and the new Ford Escapes both have 0% interest available. And we introduced the new EcoSport. If anybody went to the auto show at the Prime Osborne. They actually had the Ford EcoSport there. It was a prototype. We have the actual vehicles in stock and ready to go. So they're available. You can come and test drive them, check them out. The newest small SUV in the market, great fuel economy, and you got to come and check out the styling and the power. But we've got all the colors and options available in the EcoSport SUV. 2018 F-150s, Motor Trend Truck of the Year, payments starting as low as $359 a month. Come and check out the new Ford F-150. You won't be disappointed. 41 years, number one selling truck in the land. And I'm keeping it short and sweet. Tax season, we've got great specials. So whether you're looking for a low monthly payment, check us out. We'll work with you. Ford Credit right now has deferred payment up to 90 days. So even if you haven't received your tax return, you can still come in, do paperwork, take delivery of your new or pre-owned vehicle, and we work with you with approved credit. And we've got pre-owned vehicles starting around $5,000 and up. And the certified pre-owned program we've discussed before as well. So every vehicle we have, you have a warranty with the vehicle. You have car washes for life. You can check out the new facility. We take care of you on your first service. And I think, and I've heard a little bit on the show, but the folks at Duval Ford, as well as you're hearing with Ramora and our VIP guest, is total transparency. So whether it's vehicle information, pricing, credit information, what folks like is they can get the information fast, quickly, and have full transparency and honest info. So
thank you,
we
Magic.
Will be here. Yes, thank you. We'll
you
be here till
awesome.
8 p.m.
And I invite everybody to go see Mike. And Mike is just representative of everything else you'll find when you get to big number one Duval Ford.
You know, I was working with Mike the other night, and he was with a customer, and I could see there was some kind of a scramble. Didn't see the salesman in the area right away. Mike picks up the customers, I mean, literally by the hand, and takes care of them. Couldn't find some keys or something, you know, because the salesman wasn't in the area. He just, you know, I asked him if he needed a hand, but, I mean, he had everything under control. There are just so many people there that just jump to whatever the customer needs to take care of them. I was like, you know, it's just an amazing sight to watch
about,
him do that.
Will. Hey, Mike, thank you. Take care of things over there. I'll see you in about an hour and a half. I'm going to have a longer lunch than usual today. Won't tell you where.
No problem. Sounds good. Right. Roll Tide. Go BYU. And great job, Gators. And let's not forget the Jaguars and Bortles deal. But, yes, thank you, guys. I'm out of here. Thank you for being part of that. That you welcome me into the Mutual Admiration Club. But, yes, come
it's
to Duval Ford. We'll take care of you.
We're back with Christian Jordan, president and co-founder of Ramora, the world's eminent website provider for automotive. Christian, we were talking about speed, lightweight, fast loading, millennials. No, let's not talk about millennials. But there is let me ask you this question. Maybe you can make it. We're talking about that Google doesn't do anything because they're a charity, right? I mean, they do things so they can make more and more
profit.
And more money. So they have a thing now called Test My Site, thinkgoogle.com. All right, which you can test the mobile speed of any website out there. So we test out very, very fast, Duval Ford and Duval Honda. Tell us again why that's important.
Well, let me try to use an analogy.
We know it's important because people won't.
Right? So if we were talking about WordPress and carrying a giant CMS with you, and that against a lightweight application. So what a lightweight application means is that it was written specifically for that one application.
Yeah.
It only does that one thing. Like, our car dealer website software doesn't also do other stuff. But WordPress does. And WordPress has plugins and it's just this giant, enormous, bloated machine that makes it super easy for non-web developers to pop up a website at the cost of load speed, flexibility. You know, you can do a calendaring thing, right? But it's just a calendaring plugin that you just plug in. So you don't have like a lot of control over that. The difference would be a lightweight application. We would have written the calendaring whole thing from scratch, starting with a blank text file and coding. And so the difference between what we provide and what, you know, everyone else in this industry really is doing is they are all licensing or even using a free CMS that they didn't even write. They're putting a display layer on top of it and, you know, and selling it like it's the new greatest, latest, greatest thing. Where you know, we don't look to them for anything. We are looking to Facebook, Google, Amazon, the people who are moving and shaking and that are tangentially related to this industry, right? Like what Amazon is doing is tangentially related to a brick and mortar car dealership or retail in that's trying to sell a car today, right?
Yeah.
So what these jokers are doing is not relevant, and what the program is not relevant. And so we started from scratch, start with just code from scratch, and wrote a lightweight car dealership website application that does only what it does, and it does it the best. And because it only does what it does, it's super lightweight, meaning that it loads fast and gives a great user experience.
Christian, yeah. Google tells me that if my site doesn't load in 3 to 4 seconds, between the fourth and the fifth second, I lose 10 to 15%.
At least, yeah, we're you know.
And then between 5 and 6, I lose 25%.
Yeah, I think 3 seconds, 3 to 4 seconds is about 40% these days. And it gets worse and worse because we're so spoiled now. You know, we are used to, you know, Amazon built the largest privately held CDN in the world.
CDN.
When they distributed content network.
Okay.
Content distribution network is
Thank
why
you.
It's CDN and not DCN.
Franchise tag.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
the 86 the fries. Yeah. Okay.
So they did that because they realized that there was a dollar amount that they could attribute to load speed. The faster their website, Amazon.com, loaded and presented their customers what they were searching for, the more they bought. And when they realized that and proved it to themselves, they overbuilt. They built 100 times what they needed to make sure that it was as fast as possible, that it was even geographically close to the user, that the server serving the web, the page would be physically close. Now that is something that they've turned around to developers and that developers use and is almost an eighth wonder of the world, really.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's that important. We're serving that need. The average load speed in our industry is still 3.5-4 seconds, which is completely unacceptable, especially on a mobile phone, and especially when you are, you know, sharing Wi-Fi or the internet gets the slightest bit shaky, and now it's 8-10 seconds or doesn't load. You don't think I'll come back later when their website is working. You just think their website doesn't work. I'll keep shopping, and I guess I'm not buying from them, right? So it's crucially important. So against an average industry average of 3.5-4 seconds to load, we're 400-500 milliseconds.
Wow, that's crazy.
And that snappy load speed gives the feel and gives the customer, you know, it feels good.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're fighting with the website to get the data that you're after and the information that you need. You actually feel like
Customers going onto our website, it really is easy for them
to navigate the inventory request price drop alerts.
We were talking about primary markets for the Ford and everything, but do you do secondaries?
Oh, we do secondary, of course. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I have some customers in that market too.
Yeah. So.
As you know, we at the Heavy Metal Hour weighed in on net or internet neutrality back in
December
and January. And we were having some discussions with Christian about that, and it's some of what we learned about bandwidth was really huge, and I want him to share that with you when we come back. So I want to have at least 3 or 4 minutes to talk when we come back for the final break. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. We will be right back.
She doesn't cook and she doesn't clean.
Disqualified.
But she sure knows sports.
Move over, Rover. This chick is taking over.
Lauren Brooks.
Look who's here.
Afternoons on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Need a roof? The name to know is SNC Square. I know quality work when I see it.
SNC Square is the roofing company I'd recommend to my own family. Call 524-8621. SNC Square, roofing with integrity.
Spring is almost here, so it's time to update your company swag. Let Hardball do it all. Hardball Creative can put your company logo on anything. Online at hardballcreative.com.
Hardball Creative. Hardball does it all.
Get your Irish up at the only St. Patrick's Parade in Northeast Florida. Bring the whole family downtown for a grand day of fun. Saturday, March the 10th at 10 a.m. And be sure and wear your green proudly.
It's time to stop asking somebody else to shave your back. It's time for you to have the confidence that you deserve to have and to get rid of embarrassing unwanted hair. A more permanent solution for doing that. This is with laser hair removal at Ideal Image, the Advanced Med Spa. Mix small changes for yourself with big impact. Ideal Image, the Advanced Med Spa, wants you to get real results with up to 60% off laser hair removal. That is a great deal, and Ideal Image is a great place to do this. I know you're thinking laser hair removal, this is something that ladies do. Sure, do it all the time. I've had it done myself. But this is also something for guys. My husband has had laser hair removal, and you're going to love the confidence that you're going to gain by not dealing with pesky, unwanted hair. Call for your private complimentary consultation, 904-652-0652. That's 904-652-0652, and you'll be able to take advantage of up to 60% off laser hair removal. Located at the Markets at Town Center and US 17, just south of Orange Park on Fleming Island, idealimage.com, medical director, Dr. Holly Hickman.
The JU Dolphins play here. 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
You've tried them all, and there's a lot of them out there. Weight loss programs promising you the moon and the stars only to bring you crashing back down to earth when the weight comes back, or it never works to begin with. I'm Dr. Raphael Foss, DC, DPSC, and my 904 Thin program breaks through with guaranteed results for less than $2 a day. For way less than a cup of coffee, you can lose at least 20 pounds guaranteed, and right now, get a free body composition analysis and consultation worth $99 by entering promo code 1010XL at 904thin.com or by calling 844-904-THIN by March 30th. That's less than $2 a day. You'll never take dangerous appetite suppressants, stimulants, or hormones, and absolutely no injections. You'll eat real food, not prepackaged meals and shakes. 904 Thin uses breakthrough technology to give you a customized program with a roadmap to guaranteed weight loss. So call 844-904-THIN or go to 904thin.com and enter promo code 1010XL by March 30th for your free breakthrough.
Did your homeowner's insurance company contact you before, during, or after Hurricane Irma? If not, then it's time for you to contact Southern Oak Insurance. Find us online at southernoak.com.
Our family protecting yours, Southern Oak Insurance.
Get your Gators on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Get inside the Gators with a Florida Gator Report. Brought to you by Darley's Plumbing, where quality counts on 1010XL.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL. We're going to get right back into this because this is fun. This has been a fantastic show. We got Christian Jorn here joining the Wizard and Big Wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Big Bird. Big Bird is his nickname.
Yep.
Did we even say that in the opening?
Did we say we did. In fact, he played some Sesame Street.
So anyhow,
also.
We were talking in the green room about bandwidth, and you were saying there is no bandwidth. There's no restrictions on bandwidth. We're talking about net neutrality. And the fact that now that the FCC has eliminated net neutrality, it's wide open for AT&T and
I guess one of the things in the argument that I think is lost on people sometimes is that, you know, the cables is a public utility paid for by the taxpayers, and it costs nothing to add bandwidth. So.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's not what we're led to believe.
You know, they go sign up some new customers. They don't have a vat of bandwidth that they have to, you know, stir up and make some more of. So you know, this really boils down to when the cable companies strong arm Netflix not too long ago the cable companies are looking at this going, we're serving Netflix's product. Because, you know, 50%, 80%, who knows, however what it is, of their bandwidth is serving Netflix. So they say, but, you know, everyone's paying Netflix $8, not the cable company. And so they go after Netflix, and Netflix says, hey, net neutrality, you can't do this. And because the when those negotiations broke down, the cable companies throttled these big companies' domain, all the traffic to their site, so and all of the traffic coming from them, so that the sites weren't down, they were effectively down by being so incredibly slow to load. You know, you'd have to wait forever to get
bandwidth
to watch
is like
anything.
A tunnel. The bigger
and
the
so
tunnel, the more stuff
it was really just a
through.
Power play move, is all it was. And so Netflix goes to the judiciary and says, "Hey, we have net neutrality. These guys can't do this." And they upheld that, said yes. But the cable companies went to fight for their right to put everything in the cable company box. And so that, you know, that is really the core issue. And the fact that now we have lost net neutrality, you know, we already know what that leads to because we see that in other places where this has happened, where you still have the cable company as monopoly. You still have the cable company as monopoly, but you don't have these protections in place. What it is you get internet service. It's $35 a month. Oh, you want to go to Facebook.com? That's an extra $8 a month. You want to go to Google.com? That's an extra $8 a month. Currently, with net neutrality laws, they wouldn't be able to do that. Without net neutralities, you know, in theory, they could. Now, of course, that'd be a difficult business choice for them, but, you know, it's most likely where this will end up. The people who are going to be hurt by this the most is any rural person, because the other thing that net neutrality laws have helped to maintain is service in areas that are not profitable to service. And it's not profitable for $50 a month to drive all the way out into a rural part of South Carolina and serve them internet. So that all also was part of net neutrality. So a lot of people are going to lose their internet or have to pay exorbitant, crazy amounts for satellite and slow speeds and all that.
Christian, a lot of times it's Colorado, and Colorado is one of the states that comes to mind, has taken things into their own hand. Like Arizona has stayed on daylight savings time. They don't change time in
yeah,
that state.
Right.
One other state does the same thing. Has your state done anything? New York, I think, is doing something about the net neutrality to reinforce it. Do you see states coming in and making a difference, or maybe even forcing the federal government's hand on the net neutrality issue?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this does all play out. You know, this negotiation is ongoing, and this is just a huge win for the cable companies' side of the equation. You know, the infrastructure was built by taxpayers, but these companies act like they own it, and so that is, I feel like, the core struggle at the heart of it is that these upstart companies are providing what the people want, but it's disrupting the infrastructure that says.
Let me ask you this: you mentioned infrastructure.
Channels. They want to say Facebook and Google package is a premium package. You don't get that with just internet.
Yeah.
Guys,
crazy.
You heard it here on the Heavy Metal Hour. It's no longer the opinion of the wizard and big wheel parts is parts. Christian Jorn, president, co-founder of Remora, thanks for being with
Wahoo!
Us today.
Thank
really
you.
Enjoyed having you. Big wheel, thanks for being here. Everybody,
absolutely.
Have a great weekend. Drive safely. No texting and driving, please.